Roland identified these with a matter-of-factness Susanna found eerie, as the voices of ghosts of what he called housies, and suggested they move back out into the street. "I don't believe they could do harm to us, but they might hurt the little fellow," Roland said, and stroked Oi, who had crept into his lap with a timidity very unlike his usual manner. Susanna was more than willing to retreat. The building in which they had tried to camp had a chill that she thought was worse than physical cold. The things they had heard whispering in there might be old, but she thought they were still hungry. And so the three of them huddled together once more for warmth in the middle of Badlands Avenue, beside Ho Fat's luxury taxi, and waited for dawn to raise the temperature a few degrees. They tried making a fire from the boards of one of the collapsed buildings, but all they succeeded in doing was wasting a double handful of sterno. The jelly guttered along the splintered pieces of a broken chair they had used for kindling, then went out. The wood simply refused to burn. "Why?" Susanna asked as she watched the last few wisps of smoke dissipate. "Why?"
"Are you surprised, Susanna of New York?"
"No, but I want to know why. Is it too old? Petrified or something?"
"It won't burn because it hates us," Roland said, as if this should have been obvious to her. "This is his place. Still his, even though he's moved on. Everything here hates us. But listen, Susanna. Now that we're on an actual road, still more paved than not, what do you say to walking at night again? Will you try it?"
"Sure," she said. "Anything's got to be better than laying out on the tarvi and shivering like a kitten that just got a ducking in a water barrel."
So that was what they did. The rest of that first night, all the next, and the two after that.